morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be a deacons meeting at 2 p.m. this afternoon in the conference room. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study to search the scriptures to find the answer to the question, does God still have more to reveal about the kingdom of God? At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will resume teaching the series from the book of Revelation today in chapter 9. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 68, verse 8. Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 70, Holy, Holy, Holy. Continue our worship with hymn number 268, How Firm a Foundation. Stand now as we sing hymn number 176, Break Thou the Bread of Life.
Thank you. Please remain standing for prayer. Our blessed Father, we are more the privilege to have the opportunity to open thy holy word and to share thy word as a body of believers, as a church, with the people in our local place in Bethel, with those in the internet, and with those over the KKMC radio. Later on, those who listen to our CDs. And so, Father, for all the Bible studies that are going on at this hour in New York, in Pennsylvania, in Texas, and Lord, we learn in Michigan, we thank you, Lord, for those who listen. We thank you for those who gather together and directly from the internet are listening to our broadcast, for those who become part of our church, the extended church membership, and they are members of our church by extension. We thank you, Lord, and we thank you for their collaboration in the ministry as they share their offering with us. We thank you for each one of them. And Lord, how privileged we are to have such a friend across the country. Lord, thank you for the opportunity again of worshiping with you, of praising your name, and then, Father, to read your word, your holy word, and to meditate in your word, and to draw from your word the manna of life that will strengthen our life for the week ahead. We thank you, Father, that we have visitors who wear pedestals in our church for Russell and Linda Goodman. They came to visit. Now they live in Idaho. And, Father, the first 25 years of our church, we have the joy of seeing Russ and Linda shoulder to shoulder in this ministry from the very beginning. And we are thankful, Lord, forever for their friendship, their love, and their commitment to you. And, Father, also we are grateful for our missionaries, Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Ferretti, Dante and Maruja Ravines, Jose and Diane Avila, locally the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center. Lord, I try to disturb people to collect $500,000 so that the center may have a medical clinic with doctors here in Morin Hill. All can be done if we release our money to that purpose. And so, Father, help us to move the heart of people who can, so that we can have a representation, a legal representation, with a professional representation here in the area. The Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Motorsport Ministry, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. And so we thank you, Lord, that together with us, these people endorse in each one in their own gift and in their own field to bless other people with the knowledge of Christ and the power of God. We thank you, Father, for your continuous provision for our church. And so, Father, how grateful we are that those people here and those people in the extended church share for the ministry so that we can continue preaching the word and sharing the burdens of people and counseling and helping them to stand strong in the kingdom of God. Father, so bless the offering. And bless the giver. In the precious name of our Lord, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Choir, will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Nehemiah. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 585. We will be reading Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 18. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Nehemiah chapter 8, the entire chapter. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose. And beside him stood Mattathiah, Shema, and Ananiah, and Urijah, and Hilkiah, and Maaseiah, on his right hand, and on his left hand, Pedaiah, and Mishael, and Malachiah, and Hashem, and Hashbadanah, Zechariah, and Meshulam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Also Jeshua and Bani and Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbathiah, and Hodijah, Messiah, Kalita, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, Peliah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for the day is holy. Neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. And on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month. And they that should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, Go forth unto the mount, and fetch olive branches, and pine branches, and myrtle branches, and palm branches, and branches of thick trees, to make booths, as it is written. So the people went forth, and brought them, and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street gate of Ephraim. And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths, and sat under the booths. For since the day of Jeshua the son of Nun, unto that day had not the children of Israel done so. And there was very great gladness. Also, day by day, from the first day unto the last day, he read in the book of the law of God. And they kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day was a solemn assembly, according unto the manner. Blessed is the word of God. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures that give us understanding, that we may know you and the one you have sent to us, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the law that exposes your holy character, and the contrast showing our greatest need is to be reconciled to you, even as Israel wept when the law was read. We thank you that we live in a time when the gospel is made clear as recorded in the scriptures and by the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ and his work at the cross, taking away our sin. Help us, Father, to walk worthy of our calling. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to do the work you have assigned, the preaching of the word. Give us understanding, and also those listening on the radio and internet and CD, so that we may apply those things which we learned today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?